Hi, is this Jim?
Speaking.
Hey, Jim, Matt here, Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Not bad, you?
I cannot complain. It's Friday. How's your week been going so far?
Yeah, ups and downs.
Ups and downs? Okay.
Yeah.
You staying busy, though?
I was, and now I am. Now I need to find work. But that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why I'm calling you, right? I don't know if you caught my email, but
I didn't. I actually responded to your text message.
Mm. Yeah. I did see that. That's why I'm calling you. Yep. My team let me know. They're like, oh, he responded. I said, okay, let me call him before I get too busy. Okay, so you're out there on 06401. Okay.
Yeah.
So, did my team ever explain to you how we need more leads, or no?
Say that again.
Did my team ever explain to you how we can get you more leads?
No, and to be honest, before we go into that,
yeah,
I'm just double checking really the app really quick to make sure. I'm not getting phone calls through the phone unless they're coming. But now I see I had a couple on the 6th, a couple on the one on the 5th. Like that, I am getting phone calls.
Have you reached back out to those people?
I was so busy the last couple of weeks. I just
checked
it out.
Oh man, you got leads that are sitting there. Oh
yeah,
damn, you're killing me,
dude. You're
all right. Well,
make
sure you call them. Make sure you call them, text them, get them back on that phone, because those are opportunities,
so,
you know?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do
you see in the app, is it working, or the you're not getting the phone calls? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Or,
right.
Okay.
Right, because it comes
I'm
through
gonna have
with,
my
like,
team...
the local flesh colors. You know what I mean? It's like it's noticeably different.
Huh.
When I was getting
because
the phone calls, I don't...
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll have my team, I'll schedule a call with my team to sit down
mm-hmm.
with you and like test that out again, to make sure that everything's working. Cause I know,
but
you said that you tried calling the phone number at one point. This is back. Beginning of last month, you basically talked to George, right? And, you guys did a little test and then he called the phone number, the call tracking phone number, and then it rang to you as well.
Yeah. I'm checking really quick because when I opened it.
I mean, if you want, I can call that call, but we're also on the phone too together. So hold on, but I can try to. Here's your call tracking phone number here, the 475-224. Here, let me call that real quick.
Yeah, let's see if it comes through.
Yeah, we're just going to do a little test here. This is a little test of the emergency broadcast system here. So 475-224-4888. Let's just see.
Had nothing.
Well, hold on. I'm pressing one. There's a phone tree on
oh,
it.
Oh, right. There. That's right. That's right. There's that whole prompt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's calling. It's calling now. You getting it?
Nope. Maybe I have to.
Not at all.
Nope. Oh, nope. There it goes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so there you go.
And it comes up as local splash leads. And this is the first one. This is the first one I remember. Actually, let's see. Because I can do it. Can I do it that way? Recent.
So it says it can't take call now. Please record your message. I know, obviously, I'm not going to leave you a voice message, but yeah, so that's how it should be.
Yeah, I have not gotten a phone call because then you get the Like, hey, call back, okay. And you get the phone call lead.
But you also have leads in there, so maybe those leads were text messages or not phone calls in your dashboard.
Well, so, and that's the thing. I open Local Splash, okay. Local leads.
Okay. I'm going in your dashboard
maybe it is.
Right now.
Right, maybe it is.
Yeah,
so here's
let's
part
take
of,
a look.
Here's a big part of my problem. Okay, so most of them are text messages.
Okay.
All right. If we look at April 6th.
So let's go to leads. I'm going into leads right now, and I'm in your dashboard right now. So I'm just going to take a look at it while we're
talking. So these weren't phone calls. Okay.
So you see, obviously, not right, toll-free call. Obviously, that
right.
was me right there.
Right.
Okay.
So go to the next
And then we
one.
Got Roxanne. Let's look at Roxanne.
Yep.
That's a Facebook ad.
Yep. Now, here's my problem, and this is where I was actually next week going to call you guys and be like, what is going on?
Okay.
So
did you talk to Roxanne?
No.
What's up with Roxanne? Here's
the reason why. One, that's a funky phone number, a 609 for this area.
Okay.
But
if she could be out of state. She could have an out-of-state phone number and live it out there.
No, absolutely. Yeah. But Facebook
you work
messages.
Every lead, baby. No lead left behind.
No.
You know?
Hold on. No. Hold on. And this is the reason I haven't. I like when they came through. I gave up on them. Right. Mm. So I am a handyman and remodeler. Correct.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So let's look at Roxanne's Facebook Messenger. Immediate home. Clean. Polite. Won't discuss politics. Very quiet. Go to Margaret Marks, apartment. Go to Shannis Stora, one-bedroom apartment. Malcolm Daniels, studio. Mildred Delgado.
Juana.
Juana.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Benjino Colon, APA mem, whatever that means.
Yeah.
The next one, an apartment bedroom. Felix, rental. Looking
for
an apartment for the next one. These are all rental.
Yeah, some of them are junk. You get, a lot of those are the Facebook leads. Like you can tell those are Facebook leads. So, yeah, you get a mixture of a little bit of, but that's part of why. But they do bring in some juice, too. That's why we do the Facebook advertising, you know? And then there's this one, Jensen Beach, 772. So somebody tried to call you, but you didn't take it.
I think I ended up. 772.
You see that's underneath Roxanne.
Hold on.
The next one after Roxanne.
Where's Roxanne?
That's a good one. Let's see what's Inez. So 772-771-8773, that was a phone call that came into you, and it wasn't picked up. So definitely try calling that one. Let me take a look at Inez.
I think I talked to her.
Okay.
There was somebody, but a lot of them have just been, like, looking for apartments. I'm like, how are you even...
And then here's another one. Last month on 2/13, it was a 571, and it's you guys were texting back and forth.
Where is it?
Something like a big long text thread. Here, let me go back.
571.
571-666. The devil.
I remember
this
dude.
John Guy. Yeah.
I talked to him on the phone, and he just, it seems like the people I'm getting right now are, there was something sketchy about that dude. And then he started to get, obnoxious with like, well, I need it done now.
Well,
I'm like, well, I told you I can't do it today. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was
I'm
going to
have
like
my team,
because
I do see a lot of like apartment like reaches out. So I'm
going
to have my team have a phone call with you, okay, because they handle that like, that side of things. So I'll schedule a call for my team to give you a call, right, to make some tweaks on your Facebook ads. Because some, like, some reason, some of those are generating people looking for apartments, and I do see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it doesn't so make sense, put, and I started.
Yeah, it doesn't
I
make
started,
sense. That wasn't something, I go back, and that wasn't, like, a thing in the past for you. So it's like, all of a sudden.
It seems like it was kind of, like, right off the rip that I was getting those,
yeah,
like,
just,
sporadically.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, and I kind of dropped the ball on getting my Facebook updated, and.
Spoke,
you know, that kind of stuff, because I had...
We went through... I'm just typing these notes in right now. Through his dashboard. He is getting Facebook replies for looking for, like, apartments.
Yeah, and there's nothing that says, like, I'm renting apartments.
Scheduling a call to discuss and see... how we can make the necessary tweaks to make him more successful. Perfect. That's good. I'm glad we saw that. Okay. Okay. Let's talk about why I'm calling you. Okay. Cause obviously we need quality leads, right? We need to make sure that you can be successful this summer. So
yeah.
Here's how
essentially
we can
at this point, I've spent like $500 for nothing.
Gotcha. I got you. And this is why you're
or
talking
with
to
no
me.
Return. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally, Jim. Totally. And you know, one thing about us is we're always honest and straightforward. We're not here to just take your money. We're actually a company that does care. And I have guys that spend $40,000 a month with me straight up. So it's just about finding the right tweaks and balances to make sure that you get the right exposure. And then that turns into the right calls. Okay. So this is what we need to talk about, okay? Because this is really what's going to get you those right calls. There is what they call a pay-per-lead program with us and Google.
Right.
Okay, has anybody ever talked to you about that before?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm on Angie's list right now. I was actually just about to cancel them, and then this I got in with this, like, essentially bath sitters. You know, upscale bath sitter system, and I was in and out of that in like 2.5 weeks. Ethics.
So that Angie's,
as a remodeler,
Angie's,
do not jive.
Yeah. So good. I'm glad you're canceling Angie's, because honestly, Angie's doesn't give you a quality lead. They give you.
Well, no, it wasn't. I'm not. It's not Angie's. I was leaving this other company. I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because I've made money on it, but
on Angie's,
Well,
Let me explain what Google's pay per lead program is versus Angie's. Because remember, I was just telling you, I have guys that spend $40,000 a month with me. That's no joke. Like they buy these pay per leads, right? And what's so good about Google pay per leads is you show up at the very tippy top on Google, right? That's where that program is. Therefore, it takes a little time, though, to get you approved for it, Jim, because first we have to do a background check on you, make sure you have no felonies over the last 7 years, and we have to show Google that you have at least $250,000 in general liability insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have a home improvement salesperson license or a home improvement contractor license in Connecticut at all?
I'm an HIC.
Okay, gotcha. Just making sure, okay? So you check all the boxes for Google, okay? Good news is Google's leads are quality on this, right? And I'm not saying that. I'm being honest with you. Why are they quality? Well, first off, they don't share the lead with anybody, okay? You show up at the top, and if it's actually somebody looking for a service you do, right, and they're within reason, right, then it's a qualified lead. But if it's not like somebody looking for what you do, or if they're just like curious but not serious, Google's not going to charge you for the lead. So they're very fair on the lead. Now, it does come with costs. Okay. Obviously, if you know, you being at the very tippy top of Google and then giving you a solid lead like that, Google's going to charge for that. But if you want the lead, it's $56 for that quality lead.
Okay.
What's good about it is we can choose what cities you show up at the tippy top of Google on that platform. Okay. So if you, like, we would sit down with you. So let's talk about how it works. Number one, the vetting process takes time. I've seen it, go as fast as a month, but sometimes it takes a month and up to two months, depending on how quickly the background check company comes back and all that other stuff, right?
Right.
But it is a vetting process, okay? Google doesn't just put anybody on these leads because it's exclusive to quality businesses, okay? But you meet all the criteria, unless there's a felony I don't know about in the last 10 years now, right? You meet all the criteria, right? And the cool thing about it is once you get approved, right, you can start taking these leads and turn them on and off at any time, okay? And when you need the extra leads, you turn them on, right? But when you're too busy, obviously you keep it off. Like you were just telling me like a couple of weeks ago, you were really busy, right? And now you're like, okay, now I need some leads, right? So this would be like a great week to be running these paper leads, okay? Now, there are costs associated to getting it all set up and everything, okay, when it comes down to it, right, to shoot you straight, okay? Normally, it's a $250 charge because the background check and everything else, okay? I'd be willing to take $50 off for you because that's the best I can do. That's like giving you the friends and family, right? So it's $200, right? And then, boom, let's fast forward. Let's say we get it done in a month and it's like it gets done and, you know, God up there is like looking down on you and saying, okay, I'm going to hook you up, right? Let's say it goes very fast is what I'm trying to communicate. All right. We're now in May, okay? It's May now. We got you pre-approved. You're ready to rock. So here's how this works, though, Jim. It's a key component if we decided to do this, right? Google will make you prepay when that time comes for 13 leads up front, okay? It's like a prepaid account kind of thing, okay?
Right.
So what that cost is, obviously, is 13 times 56, that's $728, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing is what a lot of my guys do is once they prepay for their 13 leads, they'll take two leads. They'll turn it on, take two solid leads, and then they turn it off and they keep it off, right? After they take those two solid leads. And then, Jim, what they do is they work those two solid leads very aggressively, right, until one of the two jobs they get paid on. Once they get paid on one of those two jobs, then they turn it right back on, take two more, and they keep wash, rinse, repeating that until they go through those 13 leads. So if it takes you a month and a half to get through those 13 leads, great, right? As soon as you're done with the 13 leads, it auto reloads another 13 leads, and that's kind of how that thing works.
Kind of makes sense.
But the good news is these are quality leads. I'm telling you, you'll be like, man, I wish I started with these leads from the beginning, right? It's what every client of mine tells me. Yes, my basic package, like as you've seen, it has like it'll bring some business in, right? But the paper leads are like next level. Right. It just scales your business. Right. And it really does because you show up at the very tippy top. Like people are going to call the guy that's on the first or second position on Google. Right. More than anybody else. Right. And that's just how
I mean,
is,
sort
right?
of, sort of this area.
Yeah.
And that is part of like, that's one part of the hesitation, is where I live. It's a very blue-collar type area, and the last people, most of the people around here I know call are the ones where you're on the top of Google because it says,
you know, okay.
And another thing, here's another thing that's going on. You have no five-star reviews. We need to change that. You know how to get the five-star reviews? Have you used our tool yet on our dashboard?
Yeah, I just need people to...
You go to request review.
Right, yeah.
You go to request review, and then you put the person's name and a phone number, or if you just have their email too, and it sends out a response, right? So even if, like, you've done plenty of work, you need to go back and start putting some of your clients in. Just do like two people a day. Enter two people a day, and you're going to start getting those reviews up. We need to get you to 25 five-star reviews. Number one, even to get those paper leads, by the way, we have to have you at 5 5-star reviews, right? So you don't even technically at this second qualify, but I know between you, me, and my team, we're going to make it happen, right? So we need to get those reviews up because you look like a ghost. That's part of the reason why, you know, the success isn't really getting you there. Because when I look at you, yeah, it looks great, your Google Business profile, but there's no five-star reviews at all, right?
Right.
And that's obviously a problem. So go back in. My recommendation is however you've been organizing your clients, but if you need to grab a sheet of paper and just write name, cell phone number, okay, underneath that, name, cell phone, and, like, come up with a list of people. Even put some of your friends and family members on that list.
Right.
Okay. Obviously, privately text them. Say, hey, I'm going to send you a request to do a 5-star for my business, but please hook me up. Right.
I need to get back with them because the bunch of them, I'll do it, and then they don't.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a numbers game. It really is. It's a numbers game. But look, you come up with a list of 20 people on a sheet of paper. I'm telling you, 8 of those people will give you a 5-star review. All right. Know that's like that's 40%. I mean, like, but 8 out of 20, that's still not bad. And at least that's getting you in the right direction, right, Jim, so that you can really get your look there. Now, let's talk about something else, okay? I'm going to text you one of my clients here. I want you to see this real quick because it's all about the details. Right? It's not just, look, there's little elements to this that are outside of our business control. Number one, your 5-star reviews. Like, we gotta get all over that. Like a heart attack. That's serious, right? Because you looking like a ghost like this is really hurting you. Hardcore, right? Now, I'm gonna text this to you right now. Okay? I want you to look at this. This is my client, Lewis Pest Control. You're going to love this, okay? You're going to appreciate what I'm about to tell you, okay? So as soon as you get this text, go ahead and click on it.
What did I do? Hold on 1 second.
No worries.
No, that's what, hold on. Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you see their Google Business profile. Lewis Pest Control.
Yep.
Okay. Couple things. What do you see here when you're looking at their Google Business profile? What stands out to you?
That they have 5-star reviews, obviously.
I mean, that 102 5-stars, yes, obviously, that's the obvious. What else do you see?
Nothing really. Nothing that sticks out.
You see the photo of those guys standing next to their van?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the personalization of yourself.
Right.
Jim,
that makes
everybody's
sense.
Got a business name. Everybody's got a logo. Okay. But how do you stand out amongst the crowd? This is something I've been kind of like preaching on this year, and that is standing out, having that personalized photo. If you can go get in like a nice polo shirt and a khaki pant, maybe have a clipboard or a tape measure or something, and maybe like you're in a kitchen or something like that has a good backdrop of it within the picture, we can use that photo on your stuff, on your Google Business profile, on your Facebook ads, right, on your you know, website, all that stuff, right? And the reason why you should have a personalized photo, why do you think that is?
So, because they see who's coming, you know what I mean? It's more,
yeah.
It's just more personal.
Who do you think they're going to call? The guy that has a personalized photo or just a business name and a logo? Who's getting the call first?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. So why do you think Lewis is crushing it? Okay, I took that guy from one van to 13 vans, right? Because the little things, right? He has the five-star
right.
reviews. He's only been with me for a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has over 102 five-star reviews, right? He's focusing on those five-star reviews. He's taking that very seriously, as you can tell, Jim. And then secondly, he has that photo. So what we need to do to propel you and make your now money work for you and now actually get you true success is two things. One, you got to get me a photo like that. I'm not
right.
saying go wrap your van or anything crazy, but get me a decent photo of you, right? So that we can, you know, utilize that photo and push that photo as like a branding image for your business. Okay. You think you could get
right.
that to me in the next couple weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one thing. So just have a friend or family member take a photo like that. But dress nicely like those guys did, like polo shirt, khaki
right.
pant, right? Like dress nice. Okay. You get the drift. Okay. Don't be all dirty and, you know, like I need a good photo. Okay. But obviously their photo's not even that professional either though. Right. But
right.
it works. Right. So that's what I'm trying to say. If you can give me something decent, we can make it work. Secondly, okay, dude, you got to get all over these five-star reviews.
Right.
Take it serious. It's your business, right?
Well,
people aren't calling you because I'm going to be real. You look like a ghost. You have no five-star reviews. I mean, I see your Google business profile. Everything looks good. Like on our end, we're getting it moving, but – you know, without those five-star reviews, though, nobody,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't call businesses that have no five-star reviews.
Yeah.
I'm just shooting you straight, right?
Oh,
and you get that. You understand. You're a smart guy, Jim. So please, man, do whatever it takes to send out a couple a day. You
mm-hmm.
know? You know, it's like, you know how they say the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, you know, a couple Google reviews keeps Google at bay, right? You gotta get a couple Google reviews, like, so that we can really start promoting your business more, okay? So let's make it our first goal to get to 10 solid five-star reviews in the next 30 days. You think
yeah.
you could do that?
More than likely.
Yeah, it's very easy, Jim. If you put your mind to it, you're a smart guy. So that's the two suggestions that need to be done right now. Get us a personalized photo and get us those, you know, five-star reviews on your account so that we can really start getting more momentum so that your money, like I said, starts getting you better results. Make sense?
Yeah.
I hope this is all making kind of sense now, right? Like,
okay.
you got to get
yeah.
in my, like, why those two elements are, because again, exposure is everything. As I tell my clients, yes, half the battle is getting on Google. The other half of the battle is how do you stand out? Okay. And that's why I shared with you Lewis Pest, because he's doing both of those elements. He's getting the five stars and he has that personalized photo. Okay. I'm telling you right now, Lewis is making money right now, right? And one reason is he's spending money, but two, that personalized photo and those five stars are really pushing his business to that next level, right? I mean, you're in a good area, that New Haven and all that area, Danbury and Waterbury and all, Bridgeport. I mean, the whole area right there, Jim, is great for business. We just got to, like, we got to make some tweaks, and we got to get on it, you know, so that you get those results so that you finally start kicking butt again.
Yeah, the last two are great for getting my tools stolen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, take that seriously. Please don't sleep on that. Like, really get us a good photo of you from somebody, like, takes a photo of you, and then get those five-star reviews going. And those tweaks, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, man, Matt was right. You know? Because those little inches are going to add up to serious miles there. And that all makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So these are things I've been – I pivoted hard and became a sub for a company and kind of put all my time into that where I was like, I'm not going to need any of this stuff. And that ended up not working. Our morals didn't end up – or ethics, whatever you want to call it. They ended up not aligning at all.
Okay. So they sound like they weren't a good company. They sound like they were a bad company.
No, they'd rather make money than, you know – they'd rather make money than be like, hey, yeah, you know, you have massive termite damage in your fucking house. So
and they didn't care. They would just neglect it, you're saying.
Basically. Like, no, just put the shower walls in. Like, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not right. That's not ethical. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like, it's called address it, you know?
Yeah.
It's called tell the customer. Now, just throw it in.
Yeah, immediately, not afterward, not. And I'm not about that, you know.
Yeah, that's good. I'm the same way, you know. I went to a private Christian school. I've been, you know, very, very about, like, look, you know, at the end of the day, Jim, like, you treat others right, you know, they'll treat you right. And look, we're all going to die one day. We have to answer to our actions, you know.
100%.
Honestly, this is why I like these paper leads, because these paper leads, I've seen so many guys scale their business off of them, you know? So I wish it was something we had like as a standalone. It's like more of a bolt-on. But the good news is, though, if you decided to move on these paper leads, Jim, and you take my suggestions on getting that personalized photo and those five-star reviews going, we're going to be able to turn another leaf with you and really now start getting you humming.
Right.
You want to give those paper leads a try?
Not today. I want to figure out, before I do anything, I want to figure out what's going on with the Facebook advertising and why I'm getting.
Sure.
Not that I don't trust you guys, and I need, with me leaving this other company, I got to sit down, look at financials, pay some bills, you know, and make sure that, worst case.
Yeah. Like I said, I was willing to, like, the get the paper leads going. I would reduce it down to $200. Right.
Yeah, I mean, $50 is not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it, but $50 isn't going to make or break me. You know what I mean? So. And that's where I'd rather figure out what's going on with this Facebook thing first, fucking.
Sure.
Because I've gotten myself in some
trouble
here not too long ago.
But it is a project to get those paper leads.
Right.
Like I always tell people, it's a project to get the paper leads going. You know,
and this isn't going
to
be, right.
Like
no, I get it. It's not going to be, I'll have an answer by the end of next week on, yes, this is something I can do right now, or no, it's not. Because right now I have, being newer, I have, $6,500 outstanding
from
one client.
I'm telling you why some of the problem that you're having.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're having why some of your, like, look, we're not going to, like, push people so, like, I have to tell people sometimes, like, I have to have the heart-to-heart talk with them. Like, I had another guy probably last week, same thing was going on. He had no five-star reviews, and I had to get on him, sometimes you guys sleep on the getting the five-star reviews.
Oh, no, absolutely. I have that.
It's so important. Nobody's going to call you if you have no reviews. They look.
Right.
They think
No. I don't disagree with you, and I don't want to keep going in a circle here. You know, I get it. I'm not fucking.
And I definitely push the, like, Jim, like, you get it. So just don't sleep on it anymore because, you've invested into this. And we want you to be successful. Like, our company has 13,000 businesses that bill, every single right. month, right, with us for a reason. So,
yeah.
you know,
no,
we're Google's biggest partner, not by accident. So we want you to be successful, but there's
right.
a give and take, and there's a it's a symbiotic relationship. So
yeah.
you have to do
this
Google,
was a thing I started, and then this opportunity. Yeah, no, believe me, I get it. Like literally, I
yeah.
left this other company. What's it? Friday. I left it Wednesday evening. So
yeah.
I'm just getting a chance to breathe. Right?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and to also be
yeah.
honest, like us going in a circle here, right? And I get it. Like, yeah.
So
you work for the company,
you
trying to be a good salesman.
It's
kind of
also
driving
too,
me nuts.
You know, like you said, Angie's kind of helped you in the past. You know, you could probably just spend a little bit on Angie's. Don't go crazy on it.
And yeah,
like,
and that's what I'm not dropping thousands of dollars on Angie's, believe me.
Yeah. And like what you could do just temporarily is get some Angie's leads going. You know how competitive those are, but you know how to work them, right? That's the difference between the Google leads is the Google leads are solid. Like you're not going to have the problems
right.
like you do on Angie's, but the right. get some, you know, get some jobs humming from the Angie's at least. And then we can, while we're working on getting you pre-approved for those paper leads, you can then eventually transition the Angie's leads to these leads. Because once you taste these leads, Jim,
mm-hmm.
straight mono to mono, these leads are so good that every client tells
it.
Me, Matt, I wish I started these earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
yeah.
believe me, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I got to sit down. I got to look at some financial stuff. I got to.
Totally.
You know, take inventory because I spent a lot of money on tools and material over the last 3 weeks that I need a call, you know, I need like a week to sit down and group back together.
Yeah, totally. And I get it. I know it's always like, you know, I got to spend money. So I get that too. Let's do this. Okay. How about we put another, appointment on the calendar? Okay.
Sure.
Cause I know I just get so busy. You're going to get busy. What day next week would work good for you?
Let's do Friday.
Okay.
That'll give me a week to really sit back and
you want
to
do
well, not
Friday
sit back, but yeah,
do
Friday
at 11
will be perfect.
AM?
Yeah.
Okay. Call with Matt and James. Bear with me. Put you in my calendar before I forget. And then I'm going to have my team be reaching out to you, by the way, to work on that other stuff, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because
don't forget about that.
Thing, like,
I want to see some 5-star reviews between now and next
yeah.
Friday.
Oh yeah,
so
I'm gonna send them.
Favor,
believe me,
okay.
I'm gonna. That was actually
okay.
like literally my first thing to do between tomorrow and Monday is what I
said. Okay.
Yeah, I either wrote down Monday or Tuesday because I started writing out my plan for next week.
There you go.
Because this company's actually paying me for this week, which surprised the shit out of me. So
nice. Hey,
yeah.
At least they did that.
Yeah.
So write out your list of everybody. Like I want, like your list
oh, yeah.
should have all the clients you've done work with, right? And then your list should have friends and family members that you know that will give you a 5-star review as well.
Yeah, and that's what it's mostly going to be right now, because.
Gotcha. Okay. You got to do whatever you got to do right now just to get those
oh,
5 stars
yeah.
up. You know?
No, 100%.
Technically, you're
absolutely.
Not supposed to use friends and family, but
right.
every business does. So.
Uh-huh.
You know, every business has every business. You know what I mean? You have to, like, do what you got to do, especially when you're first starting off. You know, it's like, how are you supposed
and the
to
only
you
one,
know?
The only one that actually
yeah.
vets it somehow is Angie's. I don't know
what?
How they vet it. Angie's will, they, like, find out if you use friends and family.
Oh.
Supposedly,
really?
That's what they said. Yeah, they're like, you can't
yeah,
use
but your Angie's reviews. Yeah, but Angie's reviews is like, yeah, I hear you. That's cool. Google, like, they're not going to dig that deep. You know what I mean? Just don't
yeah.
get too many reviews too quick. Like, you can get one review every day kind of thing, but don't get, like, 3 or 4 in one day. Do not ever that'll flag your account. Yeah, that'll flag your account. So just be conservative when you're getting it. But yeah, I'm putting you right now in, here we go. So we're going to do, 11 a.m. Eastern time for our appointments, right? And I will have my team reach out to you as well, right? To help you with those, Facebook as well. Okay.
Perfect. Yep.
All righty, sir. Well, I really appreciate your time and, yeah, hopefully we can help you get those, paper leads gone, Jim, so that we can really benefit you and really start cranking you out. Cause, I think you will more than, be happy with them. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. But yeah,
cool. Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you next Friday. Enjoy some time off, kind of like getting your head back in order. And, I look forward to seeing you, on those 5-star reviews and, you know, and see if maybe next week you could try and get one of those photos even taken of you, you know, by somebody.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you could put that on your list on Wednesday or something like that, you know, and maybe start working on that. So, okay.
Yeah, that'd be easy. Yes, sir.
Okay. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend, Jim. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Sure. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.